Tom Payne plays Jesus on The Walking Dead. Hold on. I'm going to grab it.
Lately, he's... You
don't like him anymore.
No. I don't like some of the choices that he's making.
Say again?
I don't like some of the choices he's making. He's bringing in... He's got faith in people that I don't know if they can be trusted. I don't know.
You're gonna get to tell him because we're bringing him on the air
right
now.
Isn't Jesus supposed to find the good in everybody?
Joining us live on the phone with us, Tom Payne, who plays Jesus on The Walking Dead. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you guys? How many people have you got in there? It looks like seven different people.
No, there's me, Greg. We've got Roadkill, Laura, and Kelly Brown. So we got four in here right now. And yet another Walking Dead cast member with the British accent. I love it.
I don't think any of you are really from around here.
But that's absolutely not true. I hear that so often. It's like me and Andy and Lenny right now, and maybe Lauren. Maggie. She's like half American, half English.
Right. Yeah, and I wonder when they call cut, if everybody goes T, I wonder if that happens. But Tom, we've been longtime fans of the show and followed every character. Scotty and I have even been down to Alexandria and did the fan thing and went to some of the scenes where it was filmed. And I got to say, the more I think about it, this season of The Walking Dead has kind of aggravated me just because, there's certain things about certain people on the show that you like and don't like. Like the and I don't know what's the name of the people in the garbage can land there, where apparently as soon as the zombie apocalypse happens, everybody forgets how to speak English. But here's the thing. Your character, I believe, has become the moral center of the show.
Yeah.
Agree?
Yeah, he's fought for it.
Yeah.
Actually fought another character for that title, yeah.
My question for you is, would Tom handle that situation the way Jesus handled it?
I think I'd try to. I mean, I think there's a lot of... the way that they cast the show, you don't get really anything about the character. They give you specially written scenes. So what happens when you do that is that you can't help but put a lot of yourself in the reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how they get people who are very good for the parts, because they're looking for the certain qualities that they want in those characters. And I think there's a lot of me in Jesus, a lot of Jesus in me, which is a very odd sentence to say. But I think, I think it's a very strong position to take, and he's going to be standing up against a lot of people. And it's very dangerous. When we were walking all those guys down the road, I, as Tom, was thinking, wow, this is actually a lot of people.
Yeah.
And if this goes wrong, this could go really badly wrong. So he's definitely put himself in what could be a very difficult position. But he's going to stand by that, and he believes it's the right thing, because I think he recognizes that if Maggie takes those decisions to just slaughter people, then she will lose the sense of herself, and which is very difficult to come back from.
And remember, she's a preacher's daughter too. I mean, that's all got to be.
Right.
Hey, for those that don't watch the show, let me give you, without a spoiling anything, a little bit of a breakdown. It's a war between factions of people who take and keep people oppressed, and the good guys led by Rick and Daryl and Carol, whom I, by the way, love Carol. But anyway, and they've fought so hard, and so many people have been killed. Instead of fighting the zombies, they're fighting each other, for dominance. And the put-upon people like Rick are now fighting back, and they just kill them all. They want to kill all the bad guys.
Yeah.
Tom's character is the guy going, whoa, 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 we're becoming the people that we are fighting. And that's a legitimate point. But I don't want to be the guy that says this. I don't think you're long for the world.
They were nervous when they scheduled you. They're like, I bet he's coming on because, oh, no.
I worry because I've always liked you, and now I'm thinking, like, I think they're just, he's going to die this glorifying death, and he's going to be, and that's the one thing that's going to turn him around. Now, I don't know. Nobody knows that. You do.
Wishful thinking on your part.
Yeah, no, it's just that I think that the way the show has gone, there has to be some major crux that makes everybody stand back because right now you're the lone voice, right, of that reason.
But what's been kind of interesting for me is that up until this point, I've had a lot of great response from the fans, and the fans have really loved the character and everything. And for the first time now, I've had people telling me that they wish I died.
I'm not saying that I wish you died.
I don't want you to die because you're a very important character, but you got a bad apple in that batch, in that, yeah. that long-haired dude.
Yeah.
And you know what? You're being too nice, and that guy, he's rotten.
Yeah. You must be, though.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, Tom, I mean, around the world, are you recognized? And as soon as the film, as soon as the show stops filming, do you cut your hair and shave your beard to give yourself a little bit of a breather?
I mean, I don't really have. I mean, unfortunately, I've become one of those guys who wears baseball caps and glasses now. I can't get around the hair and the beard because I couldn't grow it again in time the next year. So I kind of just stick with it. And in between seasons, we do a lot of these conventions and stuff where we go and meet people. And I think people would be a bit disappointed if I turned up completely with like a shaved head and no beard.
Right.
They
wouldn't
recognize me.
This is
but it has definitely become, I'm definitely one of the more recognizable people, so, and I'm quite aware of that now.
Well, you're very good at it.
Go, oh my God, you look exactly like you do on the show. I'm like, I have to kind of.
Well, that's me. This is Tom Payne, who plays Jesus on The Walking Dead.
Now, Tom, I have to do this. My daughter loves the show. A couple weeks ago, went to Rhode Island Comic Con, where you and a couple of the other Walking Dead cast members canceled because you had to go back and do some filming. And she's a huge fan of yours. And she wanted to know, what was your favorite episode to film?
I'm very sorry about that, unfortunately. We did have to work that weekend. But we're in New Jersey in a couple weekends' time.
Okay.
You can come to that. What was my favorite? You know, actually, I always say going back to the first season that running around the field with Norman was pretty fun. And that was just a very crazy introduction. But then this season, now it's actually happened, I can talk about it. So all of the stuff that I had with Lenny, who plays Morgan, was great. Like, I really wanted to work with Lenny because I just think he's a fantastic actor. And to have the opportunity to do that and then have a stand-up fight with him, I couldn't have chosen a better person to do that with, and that was really awesome. That stands out for me, definitely.
I was getting pissed. I'm like, what are you fighting each other? And the same thing with Rick and Daryl. Stop fighting! Like, you know, but the whole show has been about the limits that humans get pushed to. Scotty, which daughter asked that question?
Sadie.
So, Tom, just say hi to Sadie.
Hi, Sadie. I'm really sorry I couldn't see you in Rhode Island. I'm sorry to see you somewhere else.
Dad of the year.
And this week on Talking Dead, they announced that the actor Lenny James is going to be going over to Fear the
Morgan,
Walking Dead. What do you feel about that?
Like I said, I feel like they couldn't have gotten a better actor to go over to the show. I think he's going to be an amazing addition and a great... he's also kind of an interesting one to leave because we have so much history with him since the very first episode of The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to go over and meet an entirely new group of characters and for us to know so much more about that character than they do, I think it's going to be very interesting.
Tom Payne from The Walking Dead. A couple more questions. Kelly Brown.
I'll be honest, Tom, I do not watch The Walking Dead, but I was looking at your face and I know this guy. And I go back to HBO's Luck. You played a jockey, Leon. A great series I loved, unfortunately canceled after 1 year. There were some deaths with some horses. Was that the reason you were told the show was canceled, or was it viewership, or what?
Unfortunately, I mean, it was a bunch of things. It was a very expensive show, HBO doesn't necessarily care about viewership, I think at the end it just became untenable because they couldn't guarantee that it wouldn't happen. And you watch racing, unfortunately, those deaths do happen.
Yeah.
We had every precaution that we could, but unfortunately, you just cannot guarantee that these things happen. So I think they just cut their letters. But it was an amazing, the cast involved in that show and the behind the scenes, that was my introduction to American television.
There you go.
And it was kind of, that was an amazing experience for me. That's what brought me here, and I stayed here after that.
I know you got to go, Tom, obviously with the tones they're giving us. Tom, but great to talk to you once again. Nice job on The Walking Dead. It's always great to have you on the show. Thanks for taking the time with us today.
Thank you, guys.
You got it. Take care, man. Appreciate
it. Sorry, Sadie.
Sorry, Sadie. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dad of the year.
Good job.
Don't tell her.
No. Just play it. Yep.
They were in a hurry, but we got them. We did it fine.
Yeah, we were
on time.
We were on time.
That was a good interview with him because I think when you said they know that sometimes the people are angry. People are, you know, the series.
Well, he's like, First time ever. People want me dead.
Yeah, because he's been a really good character. And
people
and,
want revenge.
Yeah,
because of the it all goes back to this one. This whole show changed with the opening season scene with Negan. Mm-hmm. It changed. Everything changed with that. It was the most savage thing I'd ever seen on television.
And then everybody's been complaining ever since that nothing can beat it. So
you,
now
nothing, you can't beat
so
that.
So the
you
show
can't
is
do
just
it.
Ruined?
Well,
no,
I didn't
one
say
scene
that.
Ruined it. Everybody since then is it used to be all about Walking Dead OMG or whatever on Facebook and they write their craziness. And well, ever since that one thing,
you're also
ever since we hear from you guys, we hear from listeners, and I see it on Facebook that people said
it's 8 seasons in. But the thing that gets me is the character. Some of the characters are beyond ridiculous. I know it's a show about, you know, zombies and stuff
it's
like that.
It's about a ridiculous subject anyways.
Yeah, right.
But now we have a guy who thinks he's the king and you know, yeah. I will lose nobody. And we have shut up and stop talking.
Yeah, show
stop,
me
doing
regular
speeches.
Good people and bad people instead of people who, you know, talk like you good, no? Like what do you do? You stop learning what happened to your English when the zombie apocalypse.
And sometimes
happened.
You know we're firing 50,000 rounds and it seems like we can kill a zombie from 4 miles away.
Yeah,
but when the bad guy's like, you know, 10 feet in front of you, we don't seem to be hitting them really
good.
Yeah,
they're running, shooting zombies in the head with a pistol, you know, at full clip. Yeah, they got a submachine gun. They can't hit a guy from 10 yards driving by, hanging out the window of a truck. So yeah, those are the frustrations.